You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 410, covering week 16, April 14th to 20th, 2025. The developers of PostMarket OS announced the addition of support for the Cosmic desktop environment. Ready-made PostMarket OS builds with Cosmic are generated for x86 64 systems, and a separate version is also available, optimized for ThinkPad X13S laptops. This adds to previous offerings of KDE Plasma Mobile, Phosh, GNOME Mobile, SXMO, Mate, and XFCE. Other recent changes include ports for the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus, Amlogic P241, Microsoft Lumia 640, and Ugoos AM3. Initial camera support has been added for the OnePlus 6, Motorola Moto E5 Plus, Motorola Moto G5S, Xiaomi Redmi 3S, Xiaomi Redmi 4 Standard, and Xiaomi Redmi 4A. MX Linux 23.6 has been released. The release is based on Debian 12 with improvements from the NTIX project and packages from its own repository. The distribution uses SysVNIT and its own tools for configuring and deploying the system. Available for download are 32 and 64-bit builds, x86-64 and i386, with the XFCE desktop, as well as 64-bit builds with the KDE desktop and builds with the Fluxbox window manager. All kernel updates, the standard XFCE, KDE, and Fluxbox ISOs are all updated to 6.1.133 kernel. AHS now uses a 6.14 Liquorix kernel with auto updates enabled. The MX Raspberry Pi respin has also been updated with the latest packages available from the MX and RPi OS repos. OpenWRT 24.10.1 has been released, developed for network devices such as routers, switches, and access points. OpenWRT offers a build system that simplifies cross-compilation and the creation of custom builds. These builds allow you to create ready-made firmware with the desired set of pre-installed packages optimized for specific tasks. Qt Browser 3.5.0 has been released. It provides a minimal graphical interface that does not distract from viewing the content and a navigation system in the style of the Vim text editor, built entirely on keyboard shortcuts. The code is written in Python using PyQt and Qt Web Engine. The source code is distributed under the GPLv3 license. Rendering and parsing of content is performed by the Blink engine and the Qt library. The browser supports a tab system, download manager, private browsing mode, built-in PDF viewer, ad blocking system, and an interface for viewing browsing history. To watch videos on YouTube, you can set up an external video player. Manjaro Linux 25.0 has been published. The distribution is notable for its simplified and user-friendly installation process, support for automatic hardware detection, and installation of the drivers required for its operation. Manjaro is supplied as live builds with the KDE, GNOME, and XFCE desktops formed for the x86-64 architecture and various boards based on ARM processors. Community builds with Budgie, Cinnamon, Deepin, LXQT, and i3 are additionally being developed. Manjaro uses its own Boxit toolkit to manage repositories, which is based on Git. The repository is maintained on a rolling update basis, but new versions undergo an additional stabilization stage. In addition to its own repository, there is support for using the AUR. The distribution comes with a graphical installer and a graphical interface for configuring the system. Fedora Linux 42 is out. Versions available for download are Fedora Workstation, Fedora KDE Plasma Desktop, Fedora Server, Fedora IoT, Fedora Core OS, Fedora Cloud Base, Fedora IoT Edition, Fedora Silverblue, Fedora Kino White, and Live Builds, delivered in the form of spins with user environments XFCE, Mate, Cinnamon, LXDE, Phosh, Miracle, LXQT, Budgie, Sway, and Cosmic. The builds are generated for the x86-64, Power64, and ARM64, ARCH64 architectures. Oracle has announced the first stable release of Unbreakable Enterprise Kernel 8, a Linux kernel variant developed for Oracle Linux as an alternative to the standard kernel package from Red Hat Enterprise Linux. The kernel is available only for the x86-64 and ARM64 ARCH64 architectures. The kernel source code, including a breakdown into individual patches, is published in Oracle's public Git repository. The Unbreakable Enterprise Kernel 8 package is based on the Linux kernel 6.12, which is supplemented with new features, optimizations, and fixes, and is also tested for compatibility with most applications running in RHEL and optimized for work with industrial software and Oracle hardware. Installation and SRC packages with the UEKR8 kernel are prepared for Oracle Linux 9.5. There are no obstacles to using this kernel in similar versions of RHEL, CentOS, Alma Linux, and Rocky Linux. IX Systems has released TrueNAS 25.04 based on Debian. The source code for TrueNAS-specific build scripts, web interface, and layers is available on GitHub. Features of TrueNAS include the ability to create storage based on multiple nodes, the use of isolated containers, and suitability for creating software-defined infrastructure. OpenZFS is used as a file system, support for Docker containers, KVM-based virtualization, and scaling to multiple nodes using MinIO or SyncThing are provided. SMBNFS, iSCSI block storage, S3 Object API, and CloudSync are supported for organizing access to the storage. The storage can be deployed on one node and then gradually expanded horizontally by adding additional nodes as needs increase. The nodes can also be used to provide services and run applications in containers orchestrated using the Docker platform or in KVM-based virtual machines. To ensure secure access, the connection can be made via OpenVPN. An official port of the OCCT package has been published for the Linux platform. It is designed to test system stability in normal mode and during overclocking. The tool is proprietary but is available for free with some restrictions. A binary file is offered for download. The program uses the LM-sensor subsystem, NVIDIA SMI, and public pseudofs/sys interfaces, so monitoring capabilities are extremely limited compared to Windows. Under Windows, proprietary drivers with full access to the hardware are used, which due to the non-disclosure agreement cannot be ported to Linux. Once the Linux version is fully polished, their next priority will be developing the highly anticipated SSD testing feature. Deepin 23.1 has been released, developing its own Deepin desktop environment as well as some 40 user applications, including the Deepin Music Player, Deepin Movie Video Player, and the Deepin Store Installer and Software Installation Center. The distribution repository includes more than 8,000 packages. All developments are distributed under the GPL v3 license. The desktop components and applications are developed using C/C++ and Go. The graphical interface is built using the Qt library. The key feature of the Deepin desktop is the panel, which supports several modes of operation. In the classic mode, there is more obvious separation of open windows and applications offered for launch, and the system tray area is displayed. The effective mode is somewhat reminiscent of Unity, mixing indicators of running programs, favorite applications, and control applets. The program launch interface provides two modes, viewing favorite applications and navigating through the directory of installed programs. The Ubuntu 25.04 Plucky Puffin distribution has been published. It is classified as an intermediate release. Updates will be available over the course of 9 months. Ready-made installation images have been created for Ubuntu and all official flavors. Main changes include the desktop has been updated to GNOME 48, which introduces support for HDR triple buffering, notification stacking, and global keyboard shortcuts. The configurator has been expanded. Memory and performance optimizations have been added. Xubuntu features the XFCE 4.20 desktop environment. Ubuntu Cinnamon offers a Cinnamon 6.4.8 desktop version and has cleaned up unnecessary packages, which allowed to reduce the build size a little. They also improved the Yaru Cinnamon theme and added dark and light versions of the default desktop wallpaper. Ubuntu Mate continues to ship with the Mate 1.26 desktop. Lubuntu includes the LXQt 2.1.0 desktop environment. The transition from the Qt 6.6 branch to Qt 6.8 has been made. The installer, based on Calamaris, has been significantly accelerated. Ubuntu Studio comes with the KDE Plasma 6.3 desktop and a dark panel icon set by default. Software versions have been updated. Kubuntu uses KDE Plasma 6.3, Qt 6.8, KDE Framework 6.12.0, and KDE Gear 24.12.3. A Wayland-based session is offered by default, with X11 support being an option. LXQt 2.2.0 has been presented, continuing the development of the LXDE and Razer Qt projects. The LXQt interface follows the ideas of the classic desktop layout, but brings a modern design and techniques that increase the convenience of operation. LXQt is positioned as a lightweight, modular, fast, and convenient environment. The code is posted on GitHub and is supplied under the GPL 2.0 Plus and LGPL 2.1 Plus licenses. The appearance of a ready-made build is expected for Lubuntu. The NTPSec 1.2.4 Precise Time Synchronization Server has been released. The project was created as a fork of the NTPv4 protocol, focused on reworking the code base to improve security. The NTPSec source code is distributed under the BSD, MIT, and NTP licenses. NTPSec is being developed under the direction of Eric S. Raymond with the participation of some of the original NTP Classic developers, engineers from Hewlett-Packard and Akamai Technologies, and the GPSD and RTEMS project. The differences changes from NTP Classic include the addition of support for the NTS protocol, a reduction in the size of the code base by more than half, deprecated features and irrelevant platforms have been removed, the implementation of an autonomous mode and the use of attack prevention methods, for example, filtering system calls, and the transition to protected functions for working with memory and strings. Oracle has formed a new branch of MySQL 9.3.0 DBMS. MySQL Community Server 9.3.0 builds are available for all major Linux, FreeBSD, macOS, and Windows distributions. In accordance with the new release model introduced in 2023, MySQL 9.3 is classified as an innovation branch, intended for those who want to get access to new functionality earlier and are supported only until the next major release is published. An LTS release 9.4 is planned for this summer, recommended for implementations that require predictability and long-term preservation of unchanged behavior. DietPi 9.12 has been released, a distribution for single-board PCs based on ARM and RISC-V architectures. The distribution is built on Debian and is available in builds for more than 50 boards. DietPi can also be used to create compact environments for virtual machines and regular PCs based on the x86-64 architecture. Builds for the board are small in size compared to the Raspberry Pi OS and Armbian builds. The tools for building and maintaining the distribution are distributed under the GPL V2 license. The project is optimized for minimal resource consumption and develops several of its own utilities, an interface for installing DietPi software applications, a configurator, a backup system, a mechanism for maintaining temporary logs, an interface for setting process execution priorities, and a system for delivering updates. The utilities provide a console user interface with menus and dialogs based on Whiptail. A fully automated installation mode is supported, allowing installation on boards without user intervention. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll see you next week.